All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Colorado coach Tad Boyle, and the Buffs are on the road at Utah this week. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. Your first question comes from the line of David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Good morning, coach. I just wondered, did you see any major differences in Arizona between the first time you played them and when you played them last weekend?
Well, obviously they don't have Brandon Ashley. But you would have, you know, I mean, they were as good, if not better, against us the second time than they were the first time. So I see just a pride and a grit and a determination from their entire organization, from their coaches to their players. And it's hard to put into words, you know, how good they are defensively and just how much pride they take in stopping people, and they did it against us, and they've pretty much done it against everybody they played this year. And they're a very good team, and if they shoot the ball the way they shot the ball against us, and they guard the way they guard, I mean, they're a Final Four team.
Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes on the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Morning, Tad. I don't know if you saw the comments a couple weeks ago from the basketball committee chairman referring to situations like yours when a team loses a player to injury, and he said that it usually has to do more with seeding than it does with actual selection. I was just wondering, it sounded like a pretty encouraging comment for you guys. Do you take it at face value? And secondly, do you think you've still got more proving to do that you can play without Dinwiddie?
Well, I think we've proven that we can play without Spencer. I don't think there's any question about that. And I hope that, you know, I'd like to hope that that's true. And I think that the unfortunate thing when you lose a player, especially a key player and your best player to injury, is, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the work that's been done by all of your players and your entire program up until that point is discounted. And I don't think that's right. And I hope that doesn't happen. The reality is we don't have Spencer anymore for the rest of the year, and the committee and everybody will take that into account. I understand that. But we're still a good quality basketball team and a quality program, you know, I think our body of work needs to speak for itself with and without Spencer. And we still have work to do. We still have to, you know, there's a lot of basketball to be played here down the stretch. And so we're not concerned about resume and making a case for ourselves or anything like that. All we're worried about is winning the next game. But I will say in response to your question that I hope that the work that was done by our program before Spencer got hurt is not discounted.
Thank you.
Your next question comes on the line of Tom Kinsler, Denver Post.
Hey, Ted. Colorado only dropped one spot in RPI despite the loss at home to Arizona. Does that kind of validate, your strategy of playing a difficult non-conference schedule? And also reflect the strength of the Pac-12.
Yeah, obviously it does. I mean, when Arizona's so highly ranked and regarded in the RPI, when you lose those 1 and 2 and 3 RPI teams, it doesn't affect you. And so that's why we try to play a good non-conference schedule against quality teams, and because I think it's reflected in our RPI and our strength of schedule. And that all goes into it. And, you know, again, we learned the hard way 3 years ago when we were left out. And I told myself and made a vow to our staff that, you know, our non-conference schedule is not going to keep us out of the tournament. If I have anything to say about it.
Thank you.
You bet.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one.
Last chance for questions. Any more questions for coach?
We do have a follow-up from the line of Tom Kinsler, Denver Post.
That is, do you have any updates on Trayshawn and whether he might be available for Saturday?
No, I don't, because we'll see how practice goes today. But hopefully we'll have him back for a little bit of time against Utah. We'll see. That'll be determined on really how he does in practice today and, you know, this week. So I don't have anything definitive right now other than I'm hopeful.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, any further questions?
There's no further questions at this time.
All right, there you go. Tad, thanks for your time today. Good luck
okay.
this week.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Bye.